Macmillan Audio presents The Sound of Thunder by Wilbur Smith. Read for you by John Lee.
This book is for my wife and the jewel of my life, Mokiniso, with all my love and gratitude for the enchanted years that I have been married to her. 1. 4 years of travel in the roadless wilderness had battered the wagons. Many of the wheel spokes and disselbooms had been replaced with raw native timber. The canopies were patched until little of the original canvas was visible. The teams were reduced from 18 to 10 oxen each, for there had been predators and sickness to weed them out. But this exhausted little caravan carried the teeth of 500 elephant, 10 tons of ivory, the harvest of Sean Courtney's rifle. Ivory that he would convert into nearly 15,000 gold sovereigns once he reached Pretoria. Once more, Sean was a rich man. His clothing was stained and baggy, crudely mended. His boots were worn almost through the uppers and clumsily resoled with raw buffalo hide. A great untrimmed beard covered half his chest, and a mane of black hair curled down his neck to where it had been hacked away with blunt scissors above the collar of his coat. But despite his appearance, he was rich in ivory, also in gold held for him in the vaults of the Volksklasse Bank in Pretoria. On a rise of ground beside the road, he sat his horse and watched the leisurely plodding approach of his wagons. "It is time now for the farm," he thought with satisfaction. 37 years old, no longer a young man, and it was time to buy the farm. He knew the one he wanted, and he knew exactly where he would build the homestead.